Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Katrina Hawes, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, March 22nd. With some colleges releasing admission decisions last week, and more to come this week, many Davis High seniors are reflecting on their personal college application process. This week, I spoke with four seniors at Davis High: Peter Angerman, Maya Bailey, Nathan Lee, and Emma White, to hear about their experience applying to schools.
I'm Peter Angerman.
Yeah, my name is Maya Bailey.
So, my name's Nathan.
Hey, my name's Emma White.
Where did you apply to college, and which school were you most excited to hear back from?
I applied to every single UC and every single state school, actually, as well. I've gotten into every single state school, and I've been denied at every single UC so far. And I think I was most looking forward to LA or Santa Cruz.
I applied to 21 schools. Most of them were on the East Coast. And I was very excited to hear back from Ithaca College and Emerson College specifically. And I got into both. So that was really exciting.
I applied to all the UCs except Merced. I applied to SDSU and then both Cal Poly's. For Common App schools, I applied to like a bunch of reach schools. So USC, Dartmouth, Cornell, Duke, Virginia. I'm probably most excited to hear back from like all my reach schools. I'm curious to see what will happen.
I applied to most of the UCs, and then I applied to Auburn University. I applied to University of Portland, University of Hawaii, Cal Poly SLO, CSU Long Beach, Cal Poly Pomona, University of Arizona. That was all I applied to. And then I was most excited to hear back from Cal Poly SLO, Auburn, and UCLA.
Is there any piece of the application process you would do differently looking back on it now?
No, I wouldn't change anything.
I think that I would have tried harder on the SAT, because I only took the SAT once, and then I went test optional for just about every school. But I think that if I had tried harder and studied more and possibly taken it again, I could have brought up my chances for a couple harder schools.
Probably just work on my essays a little bit more, because I was just trying to get it done versus just like make them a little bit more interesting. You know, it's like a little bit of a grind.
I would have just made sure to like thoroughly research every single school. You know, sometimes the names sound so elusive and so great, you know, because like schools like UCLA and Berkeley and all of these sound so great with the name and just like the kind of the reputation they come with. But it's really about the environment and what works best for you.
And so what are you looking for in your future college?
I would say for me personally, I would like to have a larger college campus and definitely be on the coast or at least near the coast, a really strong physics program.
I am really looking to have an actual campus and like a sense of community. And I'm also really looking for like going along with that sense of community. I really want to be in an environment where everybody's very encouraging and likes to lift up their peers rather than a more competitive environment. That's really important to me.
Ideally, just like good academics, and then part of it's location, and then social life. Whatever will prepare me most for my whatever career I pick, I guess.
A school that really emphasizes taking care of their students and making sure that they meet their academic goals, like good counseling, good advisors for like, you know, career tracks like pre-med, pre-law, stuff like that. Another big thing is like having a lot to do. I mean, I also like a small town feel because, you know, I grew up in Davis, so I like the smaller college town feel.
What has been the most challenging aspect of the application and admissions process for you?
The most challenging would be definitely the essays, just figuring out what to include and what not to.
For me specifically, it was the artistic aspect of my applications. Because I was going in for a technical theater major, I had to put together a portfolio of all my work. And I had to submit it to just about every school I applied to. But it was really hard because a lot of my work had been done during the pandemic. And so a lot of it was designing for shows that were on Zoom. So I had to really make my work look super good.
Probably like trying not to compare myself to people that like either get in or don't get in.
I mean, it's really hard to kind of like travel there and see it in person and really know if it would work best for you. So I think like if I were to give advice to anybody, I would really emphasize on making sure that, you know, you apply to schools that you can actually go visit and see, and you could, you know, actually see yourself there. Honestly, I've had a pretty good college admissions process, and I, you know, not everyone can say that. So I've been very lucky this year. It's kind of, I mean, if I were to give advice to anybody going to do this process, just like stick to it and be confident in yourself, and you're your own advocate, and don't worry about rejection because it's just redirection.
Trying to find the best college for you can be difficult. And for current DHS juniors and seniors, the pandemic has added a new layer of challenges to this major decision. Trey Doten has the story.
College campuses around the country have been silent for almost a year now. DHS juniors and seniors had the challenge of choosing a school to spend 4 years of their life without observing a lively campus. Senior Alan Favela was able to get out of California to find his future home.
First, I went to Nevada, University of Reno, Nevada, and then up to Boise in Idaho, Boise State, then Montana State in Bozeman, Montana. And then recently I went to Portland, Oregon to visit Portland State University and Corvallis, which is just south of Portland, which is Oregon State University.
Favela took advantage of online school to drive up north to see these schools and was even able to go on tours.
For three or four of them, we were able to get an actual tour guide and a person walk us around campus to tell us what each building was and all that.
Not everyone was able to get out of California. Skylar Scouten stuck close to home, visiting multiple colleges in state. She was fortunate enough to have her two older brothers show her around the universities they currently attend.
I would say I knew a lot more about like what the students were like because I've like heard my brothers talk about their friends and experiences versus like Monterey. The one thing I didn't really like about that school is that I don't know a single person that goes there. So I have no idea like what the student life is like.
Scouten wasn't the only person that had help on her college visits. Junior water polo player Johnny Vochester has utilized his relationship with the Santa Clara coaching staff to help personalize his recent visit.
It was actually a better experience after getting some information from the assistant coach because I was able to sort of see where the engineering buildings were on campus and sort of and to get a feel as of like if I were to go to that school where I would be mostly walking to or going or staying.
Senior Eliana Moore has used a different approach to visiting schools by attending virtual college visits. She visited schools like NYU, Chapman, and UC Santa Barbara, all from her computer.
I think that they were really helpful because it's not really feasible to visit a lot of the schools that you're applying to because of COVID. So they were showing pictures and you were able to get asked questions about anything you wanted to know, like living situations or classes or anything. So it was really informative.
With BlueDoubleHub.com, this is Trey Doten reporting.
Here at UC Davis and all other University of California campuses, in-person college tours are not being offered this spring, causing prospective students to turn to informative virtual events instead. Emma Carney has the story.
To preserve the health of their students and staff, the University of California is no longer offering any in-person tours, forcing admissions offices across California to find creative ways to help students get to know the UC campuses. When in-person tours were canceled a year ago, UC Davis first shifted to online presentations, and then, last month, added student-led virtual tours.
Hello, friends! Welcome to Davis. For those of you joining me from home,
Jessica Acuna is the Welcome Center Assistant Manager and Tour Program Manager at UC Davis. She hopes that seeing the campus and hearing current UC Davis students' stories will help admitted students make their decision.
We try to provide as many opportunities to have students connect with current UC Davis students. I believe that the live virtual guided tours will probably help those students kind of determine whether or not UC Davis is for them.
UC Davis is hoping to restart in-person instruction and in-person tours with modifications in the fall of 2021, but they'll keep their online offerings because they've learned they can reach more students that way. In the meantime, admitted students can learn more about UC Davis through an online open house that will last from March 30th to April 3rd. Online open houses typically feature a tour of campus facilities, student stories, and faculty presentations.
Hello?
Eric Bankston is the Assistant Director of Communications and Public Relations for UC Davis Athletics. The pandemic has dramatically changed the recruiting process and placed a greater emphasis on social media.
Prospective student athletes have shifted their focus towards team social media feeds. So a lot of coaches are gearing a lot towards more video content, graphics, and videos, whether it's in-game or having student athlete testimonials or showing various areas of campus.
Bankston is confident that when in-person recruiting resumes, virtual offerings will remain a part of the package coaches can offer to prospective athletes. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Emma Carney reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.